Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people. Now that's a vast difference from what we think when we hear peculiar. God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. One of our main reasons for existence is to give Him pleasure and give Him glory. Is that right? Everybody that sees us should think God is real and God is good. Look at them. Look what He has done for them. To show forth the wonderful deeds of God and display His virtues and perfections, His grace and His mercy of calling us out. Say it out loud, Lord, let everybody see. When they look at me, let them see You. Let them see what You've done, who You are, how good You are, how great You are. When they see me, let them see You. In Jesus' name. Is that your desire? That'll be the happiest life for us too. He went on to say in verse 10, once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied and have mercy. The CEV says, once you were nobody, now you're God's people. Amen. The Message Bible says, from nothing to something. From rejected to accepted. I used to be nothing. Now I'm something. Not because of what I've done, because of what He's done. The New Living says, once you had no identity as a people, but now you are God's people. And if you haven't been with us, go back and get the previous messages. They'll help you out. We went into some detail about who am I and what am I? What gives me any sense of significance or my identity? And I went over with you as a boy and as a teenager and as a young man, what I saw, how I had found some identity. I was my parents' child and son. I was where we live, there were certain families that there were, you know, numbers of, and I was part of the Moore clan. I'm a Moore boy. And that means things both good and bad, depending on who you talk to. And then later on, I got into sport fighting, and that was part of my identity. And I worked extra jobs, and I got me a hot rod, and I had a fast car and a cool car, and that was part of my identity. And then had a pretty girl. Still got the pretty girl. And that was part of my identity. But we went on to talk about if you can lose anything that is your identity, it's in the wrong thing. You're on shifting sand. Who are you if you don't have the car? Who are you if you can no longer do that physical activity? Who are you if the pretty girl leaves you? Come on, are you with me? Someone said, well, I'm nothing. Well, that's because your identity was in something it shouldn't have been in to start with. We talked about your identity being in your looks, being in your possessions, being in your accomplishments. If you can lose it, your identity should not be in it. That's not where you should get your sense of importance or significance or worth or value from. What makes me worth something? The one who chose you. And the one who paid for you, the price he paid for you is what gives you value.
Amen.
In the market, in buying things, what determines the value of something? What someone is willing to pay for it. I told you about that car that Phyllis and I saw a while back, this McLaren P1. Somebody came, pulled up to the restaurant in. And I didn't know what it was, but somebody told me it's a $1.3 million car. And some folks came out and one of the ladies asked me and I said, well, they said it's a one point. She said, what? She said, no way that car's worth that. And when she said that, the Spirit of God prompted me, she's wrong.
That's right.
It was worth it to the people that pulled up in it.
Right.
Is that right? In fact, I found out it was a short list. Somebody was glad to part with that money to get that little car. You say, well, it ain't worth that. You're wrong. If it wasn't worth it to anybody, they couldn't sell it.
That's right.
They'd have to lower the price.
That's right.
It's worth it to them. And there might be people look at you and go, there's no way you're worth the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
There's no way you're worth more than all the gold and silver on the planet. There's no way you're worth the highest price of anything that's ever been paid for in all time and eternity. But they're wrong.
Yeah,
oh, come on. I said they're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong because to the one that paid it, you are worth it. Oh, somebody say, I'm worth it. I'm worth it to him. I'm worth it to him. That's what gives you your value. That's what gives you your worth. And that can never be taken away from you. No matter what you look like, what you got, what you don't have, what you can do, what you can't do, that remains. And when you get that sense of identity and value, it makes you secure. It locks your soul from being kicked around and moved around. And what I wanted to get to, we'll see today with our time, that frees you up to do things. Go with me over to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians 12. People all over the planet are experiencing identity crisis. I mean all over the place. Even people that seem to be the perfect example of somebody that was very secure and had it all and had it all together. Well, if they lose something that they had their identity in, now they don't know who they are. They don't know what they are. Maybe they were the fastest sprinter in the country. Well, all you got to do is have the calendar click a few times and you're not going to be the fastest, is that right, sprinter anymore. So who are you now? Who are you now? You're a has-been. You're a used-to-be. You're a nothing. And people get depressed and suicidal. Who are you? Why? Their identity was in the wrong thing to start with. If you can lose it, your identity shouldn't be in it. You're on shifting sand. But if you find out who you are, and who are you? I'm who God says I am.
That's right.
He said, I'm the apple of his eye. He said, I am his heart, and he was willing to pay anything to get me. And he has made me a king and a priest. And he's training me right now to rule and reign with him. In his eternal kingdom forever. That's who I am. No matter what I look like, what I feel like, what the world thinks, that's who I am. That's what I am. If I believe that, it anchors my soul. And whether I have this or I don't have that, I'm still anchored. I'm secure in my identity in Christ. And when you get rid of the insecurities and the fears, you become a different person. You lose your neediness. This is life-changing, brother. You lose your neediness. The reason why folks act the way they do is because they're insecure. Why would you get upset if I didn't notice you? I had a fellow, when I taught at the Bible school at Brother Hagin's ministry, we had graduation at the end of the time. And I was up on the platform assisting. I would hand Brother Hagin the diplomas, and he would hand them to them. Well, this guy came by, and he took his diploma and looked over at me. He said, "I forgive you." I thought, okay, just keep moving. We're up on the platform, you know? And anyway, later on I found out what the deal was. 2 years ago, he had met me in the hall and said, "Hi, Brother Keith," and I didn't speak. I didn't say anything. I just kept walking. And it upset him. It offended him. I had no knowledge of it. I had no knowledge of it. I did not purposely ignore the man. I was going from one class to the other. Back in those days, there were sometimes I spoke 25 times a week. Well, when you get through with one thing, you got to change gears, get your mind on the other thing. And if you're going to do a good job ministering, you can't be thinking about a dozen things. And sometimes, you know, if you're going to grow up and become spiritual, you have to develop powers of concentration and focus that you're not distracted by every little thing. And I'm sure that's what I was doing. I wasn't half seeing what I was passing by on the hall. I got something on my mind. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to move to this. It was no slight against him at all. But why would he get offended and stay hurt for 2 years over what I'm not even aware of? He doesn't know who he is. I said he doesn't know who he is. Why? He needs approval from outside. He's always looking for approval. Why? To give him a sense of value and worth that he lacks. Don't you care about me? Y'all don't need me anymore. That's pitiful. That's a little baby, spiritually, that doesn't know who they are or what they are. How many want to grow up? Do you want to grow up?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.